Zach, last year it was Atlanta versus Phoenix. This year it's Winnipeg versus Phoenix. You know the fans here have a little bit of a grudge. Does it transcend into the dressing room at all?
I don't know if it really does that much, but you know, we're aware of what it means to the fans, and you know, obviously we want to come out with a win, and obviously it's a much anticipated game when we played there, and then now they're going to play here, so it's it'll be interesting to see the ovation that that goes on tonight.
The homestand continues. How crucial is it to get a win, to get off on the right foot here at home?
Yeah, it's not the way we wanted to start there the other night, but you know, we got a lot of games ahead of us, so we got to make sure we're just building on that.
Coming back from road trips, coach has mentioned it's always tough, that first one at home. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's tough to point a finger at what exactly goes on, but I guess, you know, the travel, just in and out of every city, different cities. But you know, we've had our feet on the ground here in Winnipeg for a few days here, so we should, you know, we should be all right now.
This Phoenix club comes in with a very good road record. What's key here to getting a good start?
Well, they're a good team. They work hard, and you know, we just got to make sure we're getting pucks deep and you know, outworking them. They're a hard-working team, and they make you earn every inch of ice. So we just got to make sure it's going to be a game where we're going to have to battle.
Like, we've heard visiting teams come in, or specific players, say Pronger, for example, get booed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, would you be surprised if you heard some boos tonight when the Coyotes stepped on the ice?
I don't know. It's like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but you know, we have great, passionate fans here, and obviously, you know, it's a fun atmosphere to play in. So I'm not sure if they'll be booing or not, but that's something we really don't pay attention to too much until you actually hear it during the game.
Thanks, Zach.